Hello guys, my name is Maimuna Tuba and my company's name, my business's name is Choco Collection, and I am the founder. You can say I don't like saying CEO, but I'm also a seamstress. So I work hands on the clothes, and I'm also the owner.
Hey, it's Kellen, and you guys are in for a treat, especially if you like to stay fly in your African wear. I'm bringing you a designer all the way from Sierra Leone. You guys see the flag behind me? I think it's, wait, that flag right there. Louis Mona's going to give us the game on how she created, even though she doesn't like to call herself the founder. Maybe it was a team effort, maybe it was a family effort, but or she's just very humble or trying to stay humble. It's not a bad thing. She's going to give us the game on how she started this lovely fashion wear that I've ordered from, and I can't wait to get my clothing. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing okay. How are you?
Blessed by the best over here and never stressed. Let the people know, especially Sierra Leone, so many people, they talk about I need a job, but you decided to make a job. How long have you been doing fashion and why?
I started back in 2020. That's officially when I launched the business. And but then that launch was with just five pieces. So I only told people that like this year that, oh, that original launch that you saw on Facebook, I was like, oh, I started their clothing, but I was just five pieces because that's what I could afford at the time. So we all know what happened in 2020, the biggest shutdown in the world. In my case, I'm a university student. Then I was in second year in university, and we had a shutdown not because of COVID, for political reasons. We were not going to school, so I needed to make money. I needed to do something else with my time, and I started learning tailoring, and it just flew from there. I don't even know. I think it was more the drive to eat, basically, because without school, when I had school, I would get lunch. I don't know if you've been to Sierra Leone, but Sierra Leoneans know what I mean. If you're not from a rich family or even middle class, we don't get allowances. We don't know what that means. If you have transport money to go to school or lunch money, which may not be enough. And since I wasn't going to school at the time because of the break at a university, I wasn't earning anything. I wasn't doing anything. So I started learning how to make clothes. And the first things that we made, I didn't even make it personally. It was my boss. I collaborated with him, showed him the design that I wanted. He made it. I marketed it, and it started from there. We just went.
Wonderful. So, did you have any savings or any investors? Because a lot of folks, when you come to Sierra Leone or anywhere in Africa, people say, all I need is capital. And it's the same thing here in America when you start a business. People say, I would just start as long as I have capital. So it's almost like every entrepreneur's delay because they say, I don't have capital. Where did you get your initial capital from to start?
I told you I could only afford five pieces. I've said that also on some of my videos because I also do social media content. I should have introduced myself as that. I try to be an influencer, content creator. Small. But I got a loan from a friend, my best friend. She doesn't live in Sierra Leone, so and but she knows the situation in Sierra Leone. She knows the kind of families we're from. So when we were on a break, she was like, "Okay, I will loan you." It was about $200 because it was 2 million leones at the time, 2 million at the time, equivalent to $200. Not for me to do the business. It was for me to sell anything, because before then in school I was selling these scarves. Just something to also like top my lunch, because lunch money is not enough if you're not from a rich family. You have transportation, then you have things to maybe print out on campus, assignments and stuff like that. You need extra money. So I was selling these scarves, but I would always run out of money since I eat all of the profits and sometimes into the capital. So she loaned me 2,000 loans. She said she loaned me, she ended up saying it was a gift for me to start something. I didn't start at the time. I ate most of it, and then it was left about 800 liens. That's what I started with my boss. So I gave him the 800 liens. We did the first collection. I didn't even pay him full. We sold those, and then we started again. So I did not necessarily have a capital per se, because I didn't have like this big factory. I didn't get like maybe $10,000, and then I had this factory and workers and everything in it. I actually started with five pieces, and those pieces were abayas, the modest clothing. Maybe you can know, you would remember them if you, even if you don't know the name, but like the kind of outfits like the Dubai women wear, like the rich aunt vibe. Yes, it's really trending in Nigeria also. So those were the things I made. Since I am a hijabi, and that's where I have like a market at that time, still do. That's where mostly I work. So I made those pieces, marketed them with the help of my sisters, that one that you met, who's already in the US and had influence with a lot of people on social media. And I also tried to post stuff when I was posting a lot on Facebook, so people knew me, like, oh, hijabi that dresses well, that has style. So when I say, oh, I have these things that I sell now, people came through. So no, not much of a capital, but we did start.
I love it. I love it to start from nothing and then to build up. And yes, I did meet your sister at the Sierra Leone Invest Fest in Washington, D.C. You guys, if you're ever interested in investing in Sierra Leone, it's a great conference that was put on by Vicky Ramon. But you start this business at what time? How long did it take for you to say, oh, I can eat off this business and I can also start to hire people and, and expand. How long did that take?
I would say I reached a point of realizing some profits and being able to hire more people last year. And even that was a result of getting investment from other people, family members and friends that decided, oh, okay, now you're doing so much, but it's such in such a small scale. At some point, I was working from home because at some point I stopped working with my boss. He's my boss. He has his own business. He has his own work to do. And I'm getting orders, too many orders. We cannot fulfill it on time. I started working at home and hired one person. It was very slow. So I remember then in 2020, there was this work from, that's when work from home started trending, right? So I was just using, instead of selling people like, oh, I don't have a shop, I don't have somewhere where you can come and try on your clothes. I was like, oh, currently I'm working from home, but I can make it and deliver to you if you don't mind. So that was the strategy I was using. That's why I was working from home. It was very, profits was non-existent, because whatever we make, we're trying to investigate in to make more. I could make two pieces and then sell that and have five more orders. I'm not gonna tell them, oh, you have to pay me first before I make your stuff. I'm gonna invest the profits from the two pieces and make the five orders. That's what I was doing for the longest time. And then in 2022, I got investments from family members, because Alhamdulillah, I always say this, my family members, my friends are the best people that I have. I haven't experienced what many people experience, whether it's in Sierra Leone or overseas, who say, oh, family did not help. Sometimes you get help from strangers. My friends, I call them family now. They are the best people in my life. They supported me, not just financially, but like marketing for me. Marketing. The woman that I'm calling my sister right now is actually not my biological sister. My biological sister was there, but I don't think that's the one you spoke with. The one you spoke with was the one in yellow, right? She's not my
Yes.
biological sister. She's my friend, but now sister. And that just shows you how far someone is willing to go for you, without hoping to get anything in return. So in my case, it was family and friends helping me to market, helping me deliver and everything. So they helped me with some more investments to rent out a shop and hire workers. That's when we started making some money, to be able to pay workers, parents, and produce more than usual.
I love it. It's very rare. I have an entrepreneur say family and friends supported them in the manner that you just said. So thank God for them. Can you talk about then when family does support you and you are starting to, grow and hire more, what does a community give back that you've been able to do or one that you would like to do in the future? Because for you, the best is yet to come. You're going to grow so much more.
Inshallah, that's the goal. What I'm doing, what I started doing, not now, which is something other tailoring shops do, is hiring trainees, like your apprentices. So I work mostly with girls, young girls, mostly hijabis. And I think it comes with the territory because I'm a hijabi and I'm young, I'm in university. So they get influenced, you know, especially when I do a lot of social media. I mostly on TikTok, I started doing like vlogs of me maybe going to school in the morning, then going to work, and then going to town to get fabric, and then coming back, maybe doing a meeting or doing a live or something. And they get inspired by me. So they contact me if I want to train them. So I have like about 10 girls. Most of them are in universities, the others start to their WASC. So they are young girls, which before now we wouldn't see that. Before now, for someone to do tailoring or someone who is not educated, someone who has nothing else to do, not someone who is in university, you know, trying to get the office job like we're used to knowing. So I'm doing that now, and I hope to be able to expand that into like a training facility, not just at my small shop. My shop is pretty small, where those 10 girls, they do it by shift. Some of them have classes in the morning, some of them come only on Saturdays, so we can have like three of them at a time for space. So that's something I wish to continue, because up till now, I post all my videos, I'm like, I don't have space, I'm not hiring people now when I post videos on TikTok. But people still message me and say, are you training people? I would love to join. So that's something I would really love to expand in if there's an opportunity for more funding or for me to be able to add, even if I'm not the one doing it, but head a program or contribute as a part of a program that does that for girls. Because what I can say, Alhamdulillah, I remember when I said in 2020 there wasn't even lunch money. And now I'm at a point where I can afford to give one of some of those girls lunch money. It's a game changer. So if I'm able to do that for them, like especially considering the kind of families that we're from, some of those girls are actually my cousins, by the way. So if I have two, three cousins that can provide for themselves and provide lunch for their siblings, it's mashallah.
Lovely, lovely. And let me just say, teachable moment for those who are listening, and why I was even so excited to order, because one, you answered your WhatsApp, which many entrepreneurs, especially international, but we're going to focus on Sierra Leone. I've had people who they say they want investment, but they don't answer their WhatsApp unless it's their birthday or they really need something. And then it's a total no, because that means it's a one-sided relationship. Two, you also, your follow-up game, and even doing an interview like this where people want you to spend money with them, but they don't want to come on camera, they don't want to talk, they don't want to be personable. So you can tell the world about them. To me, it's red flags, because either I'm not that important and I don't have to be that important, but my money can stay in my pocket. So I appreciate you taking the time to do this, because I would like everybody to be able to order from you and be able to stay away from the imitation African wear that we see on sites like Temu or Amazon, and that China is making, and it's not the same thing. It doesn't have the same feel. Can you talk about the power and the importance in a time like this where we see women, it's nothing new, but we see women flaunting their body everywhere, and then you have your brand, as a hijabi, and everything is still a beautiful woman. She's just covered. It's what you want your daughters and your wife to wear, because you don't want to be seen with a Cardi B or a Sexy Red out in public. But can you talk about the importance of that for you?
So I think it's sad that, you know, in some parts of the world, people get offended by people who cover up. It's the stupidest thing for me. I'm like, dude, I am doing nothing to affect you. If anything, you're doing the opposite, because if you're not covered, you force me to look at you and you force other men to look at you. Why are you offended? I've even seen like gym videos where, you know, the gym girlies, influencers would have their cameras up and then they like zoom in on a man at the back that's looking at them doing squats. I'm like, you're doing squats in shorts. You're basically wearing panties and a guy's looking at you. It's natural. Why are you zooming in and you're being like, oh, thirsty guys at the gym? Funny thing for me. But for me, when I started this, I wasn't like thinking more into it, like, oh, it's a mother's brand that I want to change the game. It was very simple because where I'm at, Alhamdulillah, again, in Sierra Leone, where we at, we are so religious tolerant, and we have, I think, more than 70% Muslim. So being a hijabi is it's a little different. It's a little hard if you're in the fashion industry, because even though they are Muslims, that they don't there aren't like much of us that are so much into the fashion industry. So for me, I just want to say, as a Muslim, as somebody who's practicing, I believe that if I want to make money, I want to do it the right way, right? Being a good Muslim is having good morals. So if I'm able to make money off of something that I would love to be a part of, and I would also get blessing if somebody was a part of it. Imagine if I'm selling hijab clothing, and somebody decides to wear the hijab because of that. It's mashallah. But imagine you're selling something that's haram, like people that are selling drugs or whatever, or bikinis or whatever you're doing, and other people that are doing whatever they do off of what you do, then, like in our religion, we believe that you're gonna get a share of their sin. So in my case, it's like the best of both worlds. I'm doing something I love, which is fashion. I love fashion. I actually used to model before I started this, and I was modeling as a hijabi. I love fashion, and because I'm a hijabi, I didn't want the fact that I'm a hijabi to limit that. I just wanted to tell people that, you can still be practicing and encourage other people to be a part of this community without compromising your deen, because that's where like the sometimes like the thin line is. Because we want to be included so much that sometimes you compromise what you stand for in the goal of chasing inclusion. So if I'm able to do that, where I'll be able to be a part of the fashion industry necessarily, where I'm able to be on a podcast like this one, when I don't have to compromise anything, I just show you what I genuinely love doing, what I respect, and what I'm proud of. It's the best thing ever.
I love it. I love it. Tell the people where they can find you. You guys are going to say this is a short one, Kellen, but time sometimes it happens like that. We get in where we fit in, but I want you guys to make sure that you go and check her out. And if there's something custom you want, because there's nothing like custom clothing, y'all, you reach out, you share your sizes, but let them know where they can find you.
Okay, on Instagram, the business's page is Cho. We have Choco Collection. That's where mostly I share the that's like the name of the brand, but that's where mostly I share the modest clothing for women. But also we started the men's collection together with Choco Collection, but Choco Collection is the one people know more. So we have Choco Gents, which I don't even think you follow, because many people don't know about that. I wish
No,
I think
I'm on Choco Gents. I don't know what I follow because I'm not on social media like that. I have like some team members who handle that, but I saw it myself because I was looking for things and like I want this or I want that.
On Instagram, you can search Choco Collection. That's Choccio Collection, and Choco Gents for the main collection. On the Choco Collection page, there is a link to the Choco Gents. That's on Facebook also, and I'm also on TikTok because that's where I do most of my vlogs. If you're not just interested in the clothing, you want to know about our life in Sierra Leone and how we do it as a businesswoman from a not so middle class family that's also studying international business, I would love for you to join us. Join me on TikTok
And you
now.
guys, I'm going to bother her later about the website and how easy that can be done, as well as she's mentioned being an influencer. You know, I'm going to be talking to her about that. So if you see her face other places, that means she answered the call. And I'm going to be sending that out shortly because I want Sierra Leone influencers to be able to get paid. I know that YouTube it's not there yet as far as Sierra Leone, but we're going to let them know Sierra Leone is here to play. You guys, please like this game, subscribe to this game, and even more importantly, share this game. It will change somebody's life. You be blessed, y'all.
Hi everyone. Have you ever been curious about visiting Africa? Which African country were you interested in? Kenya, Nigeria, Uganda, South Africa, Ethiopia? Which country are you interested in? My good friend, Kellen Cash Coleman, came up with a course called My First Trip to Africa that I'll guide you through this process. It's only $20, and in this course, you'll learn about passports, visas, vaccinations that you need before you go there, as well as a budget, how much the trip is going to cost. He also talks about what you should pack, what you should take with you, how you should travel on a budget. Did you know that US$100 is worth 1,000 South African rand and over 10,000 Kenyan shillings? So imagine what you can do with $100 back home. I say back home because I'm from Sudan, I'm African, I already know how it's like. I know that, when you convert Canadian and American money, it goes a long way when you're traveling across Africa. So if you're curious, if Africa is a place that you've always wanted to go, always wanted to move there, Kellen Cash is the person to ask. Check out the course, there's a little preview you can listen to. Before you actually purchase it. If you're interested in this course, visit www.diversifiedgame.com. Don't miss out.
Are you tired of the rat race in America? Are you ready to visit the motherland to relax and rejuvenate? Are you ready to explore all that Africa has to offer? Then check out the brand new Diversified Game Academy course, Prepare for My First Trip to Africa. Are you worried about being able to afford the trip? We got you. We will show you how to travel either on a budget or as a baller. Learn how to stress the value of the USD. Did you know that 100 United States dollars is worth over 1,000 South African rand or 10,000 Kenyan shillings or 54,250 West African CFA? Are you worried about taking your kids? Get the game from Kellen Cash, a bona fide world traveler, having traveled to almost 20 countries, several of those in Africa. Get the game on taking your kids on their first trips. Learn how to find the best tickets, get the visas, and plan your own adventures in Africa. Don't let Eddie Murphy have all the fun. Plan your own coming to Africa trip starring you, produced by you, and featuring you. If you are ready for a life-changing experience, sign up for our course today, Diversified Game Academy. Get prepared and purchase at diversifiedgame.com.